Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And today is the second in a series of new podcasts after we've had an election that really didn't meet our values and we were bitterly disappointed. So over the next couple of podcasts, what I'd like to do is basically do a post-mortem of what I think happened there. And then thereafterwards, the podcast will focus on what we do next and what we address in terms of what could be resistance to a government that's at the extreme. Before I do that, I want to just uplift you a little, I hope, by reading a poem by Venice Williams. You are awakening to the same country you fell asleep to. The very same country. Pull yourself together, and when you see me, do not ask, what do we do now? How do we get through the next 4 years? Some of my ancestors dealt with this, at least 400 years of this, under worse conditions. Continue to do the good work. Continue to build bridges, not walls. Continue to lead with compassion. Continue the demanding work of liberation for all. Continue to dismantle broken systems, large and small. Continue to set the best example for the children. Continue to be a vessel of nourishing joy. Continue right where you are, right where you live into your days. Do so in the name of the Creator, if that's your blessing, who expects nothing less from each of us. And if you are not continuing all of the above in community partnership and collaboration, what is it you have been doing and what are you waiting for? Maybe words to carry us through over the next months and years. So what went wrong? Well, from my opinion, once again, racism and misogyny really was abounding in this election. From the moment Kamala Harris entered the presidential race, Black women could see the mountaintop. And across this country, they led an outpouring of Democratic elation when the vice president took over the top of the presidential ticket. But underneath their hope and determination was a persistent worry. Was America ready? They asked to elect a Black woman. The painful answer arrived this week. It affirmed the worst of what many Black women believed about their country, that it would rather choose a man who was convicted of 34 felons, has spewed lies and falsehoods, disparaged women and people of color, and pledged to use the powers of the federal government to punish political opponents, then send a woman of color to the White House. Many Democrats saw the brutal political environment for the party, peppered with anger about President Biden's leadership, as more to blame for Harris's crushing loss than the double-edged sword of racism and sexism. But others, reflecting on the campaign devoid of controversy or obvious missteps by a very qualified candidate who almost never held out her race or gender as reasons to vote for her, found it difficult to ignore suspicions of why Mr. Trump won with such ease. This isn't a loss for Black women, it's a loss for our country. The founder of the organization Black Women for Kamala said, America has revealed her true self, she added, and we have to decide what we do with her from here. It was a moment that Black female politician leaders and organizations have feared most and worked hardest to avoid. Black women were mortified for this campaign, and tens of millions of voters who supported Ms. Harris saw her candidacy as a chance to usher in a new generation of leadership. In one small bright spot for the party, two Black women will be in the next Senate for the first time ever. Check that out. But for Black women, the Democratic Party's most active and loyal voting bloc, it was something bigger, a hard-fought recognition of the work they had done for a party that often failed to support them. Quote, the party has almost wanted our output, not necessarily our input, end quote. And that's from Marcia Fudge, a former housing and urban development secretary under Mr. Biden. She said in this year, we have for a very long time, been the people who did the work, but never asked to sit at the table. It's not over because we never go away. From the start of her first presidential campaign, Ms. Harris's supporters saw her as a redemption of their party and vindication for the Black women who had come before her. Well, that's one idea I had, and many other people do, about why the Democrats lost the election. There are many, many more. I'm going to have two more in my coming other podcast before I move on to what we do next. It'll be on inflation and immigration. Please stay tuned and please support us by checking those boxes for likes, dislikes, if you must. Send us a comment and go onto our website, nabwmt.org, and comment on this podcast. We appreciate it very much. Thanks very much.